Well, the sharks are circling around Prime Minister Tony Abbott, with some suggesting he could be gone within a week. Overnight, two MPs, including Queenslander Mel Brough and West Australian Dennis Jensen, washed their hands of Mr. Abbott. Another MP from North Queensland, Warren Inch, said he would seek a resolution to the leadership drama at the next Liberal Party room meeting, which is scheduled for next Tuesday. Various contenders are being mooted. Or various replacements are being mooted. Julie Bishop, the Foreign Minister, and Malcolm Turnbull, the Communications Minister. The question this morning, I suppose, is should Tony Abbott be replaced as Prime Minister? First guest this morning is Peter Dutton, the Minister for Immigration and a fellow Queenslander himself. Mr. Dutton, good morning.
Good morning.
Should Tony Abbott be replaced?
No, he shouldn't. I think Australians believe very much in a fair go, and I think the Prime Minister, in his press club speech only the day before yesterday, said that look, the government had some achievements in 2014, but it was overshadowed by some mistakes, and he needs to listen to colleagues. We need to set the government on a new direction in 2015. Most importantly, we need to listen to the Australian people, and he outlined his vision, and I just think to be sabotaged within 24 hours of that is just not giving him a fair go. I think let him explain what it is that he wants to do, let him put it in action, and then let people make the judgment from there.
Andrew Lamming and Mel Brough, your fellow Queensland MPs, have both expressed their dissatisfaction for what they heard in Monday's press club speech. Have you spoken to them? Have you canvassed them? Have you tried to communicate with them in any way, shape or form to find out exactly what their beef is?
Well, they're both friends of mine, and I see them regularly, so... Look, I think there's a combination of things. I mean, people are reflecting feedback within their own electorates, and people aren't happy with some of the decisions that the Prime Minister's taken. I think that's fair enough. But lots of us lived through the Rudd-Gillard-Rudd years, and the Prime Minister is into his 16th or 17th month, and I believe Australians want to see their Prime Minister have a fair go. Fair enough, we want to be critical, but this is not a Big Brother contest. The Prime Minister has to make difficult decisions on a daily basis. We inherited a mess, and we're seeing this play out in Queensland at the moment, where enormous debt was left to us by the Rudd-Gillard-Rudd years. We had to make tough and difficult decisions in the first year, and they weren't necessarily popular. But the Prime Minister has outlined extra support that we want to put into childcare, extra support for small business. We want to get the economy humming. Petrol prices are down. Interest rates are down. We want to make sure that we don't have a return to the dysfunction that was Labor in 2007 through to 2013. We want to make sure that we can keep the boat stopped. I mean, all of these things...
Well, Mr. Dutton, did you ever conceive that when you were elected to govern that you would be having these conversations 18 months into it, given the debacle that you quite rightly point to in terms of the Rudd and Gillard and Rudd era?
No, well, nobody wants to see that, and I made that very clear. But
how do we get to this situation then?
Well, as I say, I mean, the government's had tough decisions to make in the last 12 months. We've had a very tough Senate, and I think sometimes people look at the Senate as the face of the government when really we have no control over the actions of Clive Palmer or Jackie Lambie or some of the other independents. Their actions are a matter for them, but the fact that they've frustrated the government's agenda has been difficult. I think the Prime Minister's admitted that it was a stuff-up in relation to his decision in relation to Prince Philip. I think there are other issues that he's learnt from. But I just think in our country, a civilised Western nation like ours, an elected Prime Minister is 16 months in, and I think the opportunity is for us to hear what he's got to say, let him put it into action and see what happens from there. I think the interesting aspect to all of this, if you speak to Labor backbenchers, is that Julia Gillard still has the stain of blood on her hands all of these years later. And Australians don't...
Well, who's going to have the stain of blood on their hands when Tony Abbott goes?
Well, the point is, Patrick, that nobody is contending the leadership. People that have been mooted as possible contenders have all thrown their weight in behind Tony Abbott.
But hang on, you've got people like Dennis Jensen and Mel Brough breaking ranks and saying, bring it on. You cannot deny that there is a leadership change in the wind in Canberra.
Well, Patrick, as I've said, the contenders that the people would talk about, each of them have said that they have loyalty to the Prime Minister. And as I said, there's disquiet on the back bench.
Well, to be fair, if you look at exactly what Julie Bishop had to say, she said she will not challenge, but that doesn't mean that they're in the face of overwhelming odds that Tony Abbott wouldn't stand down, and then Julie Bishop could legitimately, I suppose, in her mind, assume the leadership.
Well, Patrick, we take people at their word, and the Prime Minister has said that he won't be standing down. Julie and others have said that they won't be challenging the Prime Minister. Yes, there's disquiet amongst some on the backbench, and I respect that. All of these people you speak of are good friends of mine, so I'm not critical of them because they're reflecting the views in their electorates. They don't want to see Labor re-elected at the next election, neither do I. So we have to allow the Prime Minister to do what he said he would do, and he's outlined in his speech the fact that we've made some great achievements, stopping the boats, making sure that we can turn the economy around, keeping interest rates low, making sure that families can afford to live week to week. These are all priorities of the government, to make sure that we get the economy going again, small business employing people. We won't do that under a Labor government. They just rack up debt. And I think the Prime Minister deserves a fair go. I don't think he deserves to be sabotaged. I think he's outlined where he's made mistakes, where he's learnt from them. Let's now allow him to put it into action.
Is he being sabotaged?
Well, I think if people are coming out on a regular basis, in the run-up to polls being taken, in the run-up to Parliament resuming next week, it's hard to draw a different conclusion. But, you know, these are questions for people who want to make public comments. All I would say is that I think we should give the Prime Minister a fair go. I think he has made some mistakes. We've all made mistakes, as we do in life. The question is whether we learn from them and whether we can listen to the criticisms and act upon it. And I think that's what he's in the process of doing. He's 16 or 17 months into his first term, having been elected to clean up Labor's mess. People realise that we've had to take tough decisions in the first 12 months, but we want to show them the dividends from that over the course of the next 12 or 18 months, and I think that's the opportunity that the Prime Minister should be afforded.